Hello there.
Welcome to GB's Trigger Test. Triggers don't have to be items. I think if you watched ASMR, you can know that it can simply be whispering, talking, no talking, just hand movements. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of ways to trigger someone's relaxation or trigger their ASMR. But today, I wanted to go through a box. I organize all of my props and items that I use in these sort of stackable bins. And so while I was thinking about which ones I wanted to use, I opened the drawer and I was like, let's just go through my box. So if you like this video, we can go through another box another day, something like that. So it's very hard to organize seemingly random items. So what I did, have them all in here. We have our fabrics and sponges. We have our more, this one doesn't belong in there, popular triggers. So we have the toaster coaster in here, the regular coasters, earmuffs, the salt and pepper shakers. And then we have some jars, mini cups, a little egg shaker. Oh, I fit the little light from the dollar store video. And we have the tattoo gun, but tattoo gun, aka electric toothbrush. But I think we're gonna leave that one out for the day. And we have our little notebook that I'll be writing down your ratings for each trigger. So, what I would like to do is, would you mind telling me your name? It's a very unique name. Never met anyone with that name. Never. No, you're the first one? Okay, so how do you feel about starting with the fabric sounds? You feel very positively about that. Well, that's just wonderful to hear. Thank you so much. I have quite a few bits of fabric in here. Shall we start with the fluff? Very good. You seem like a person who can appreciate a good fluff. Trigger. Now this is just a rectangle of fur. Albeit shedding a little bit. And I just want you to imagine what this might feel like if you were to touch it. May I touch it to your face? Thank you. Have it go down the sides of your face. Very soft. Okay. On the back, there is the rougher side. So it's a really good double. That's a 2-for-1 trick. Going to roll it up and put it back in the box. The next piece of fabric is our faux snakeskin. which I believe survived since before my childhood. So this is actually probably from around 1994. Obviously a very high quality piece of scrap fabric. I do believe this came from an Aladdin costume, not Disney's Aladdin. My mother could correct me if I'm wrong. It was a very quaint pants and vest combination. I quite like this one because the sound is soft. You don't have to use a lot of force. Would you say that you prefer this to the fluffy fabric? I do have a few more to show you, but I must say this one is